Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in to Yvonne Latrell's podcast. I am the host, of course, Yvonne Latrell, and I want to say happy Sunday fun day to all of you. I am a little behind. I had scheduled to do my show later on this evening, but oh my gosh, it's so much going on right now, so I'm going to just go ahead and get straight into the show and update you all with everything that's been going on. So first of all, I would like to say rest in peace. My older sister's husband passed away on April 3rd. So my brother-in-law, he's been in the family forever. And I just want to say rest in peace to him. And because of his death, it's been so much going on. So there's been so much going on. I'm looking at a notification that's popping up. I'm really not sure right now what's going on. But, okay, yeah, so SC is not here with me right now. He doesn't even know that I was doing a show. He started his podcast. I don't want to be all over the place because I was just talking about my brother-in-law, but I definitely just want to say right now, SC is not here with me. We're going to work on some schedule changes. I was telling him that we can start the show back in May, and if he wants to come on once a month, I told him he doesn't have to come on every week. So right now we're going to try to figure that out, and I'm going to just be making some schedule changes right now with the show so I don't have an exact day of the days that I'm going to be doing the show, if it's going to be Mondays, Wednesdays, Sundays. So just bear with me on that, but I want to get back to my brother-in-law. Okay, so we were planning a party before his death. We were planning a party since March for my mother's birthday. So I wanted to do a surprise party. And then my brother-in-law, he sadly passed away, and it was about 2 weeks before my mother's birthday. So, of course, you know, we were there for my sister, and the funeral was that following week. And, oh my gosh, the funeral, this was the best funeral that I've ever attended. I do not like funerals. My father passed away. My oldest brother passed away. And my oldest brother passed away in 93. My dad died in 2011. So I've been to a few funerals, a little bit more than those two. And I just do not like funerals. So, but this particular funeral was so amazing. You know, the Bible do speaks of when a child is born. You guys can look this up. When a child is born, that is a time to cry. When a person dies and leaves this world, we're supposed to rejoice. And I know it's so backwards because, you know, man wants to take over and no one wants to obey God's law. And that's what it is. So I'm definitely sticking by the word of God. So we are supposed to rejoice when someone passes. We are going to miss them. So, you know, it does hurt. It does sting because that person physically is not with us anymore on earth. But, you know, you just have to think of the good times. And so one thing about this funeral that was so different is that my sister, she got up and spoke, and she talked about marriage and divorce and how, you know, you're not supposed to divorce and, you know, and things like that, and that a marriage is a covenant with God. And when you are married, it's supposed to be between it's three people. It's you two and it's God, and God is supposed to lead. And you know, the world is backwards. You know, everybody, the minute something happened, you know, everybody wants to get a divorce. And And I agree, you know, it's a divorce is not a time to be turned up, have a divorce party, you know, everything is so backwards. But, you know, I do understand sometimes you can be happy that you're no longer with that person. You don't have to deal with the, you know, certain things about that, about that person and that marriage. So, again, I'm not saying that you should divorce, but I am saying sometimes, you know, we do marry the wrong people. So there are certain, okay, like if someone cheats on you, then in God's eyes, you are divorced because thou shalt not commit adultery. So in that situation, it's really understandable. Well, I believe that it's understandable. And I do feel like if you are married to someone, I don't know, just go to God. So I'm not going to even give any marriage advice. Just go to God. That's the only thing that I can tell you. So she did talk about the ups and downs of marriage. And she talked about how there were times that she wanted to leave. And she talked about the time that she did leave and how God made her go back. And the thing is, no marriage is perfect. No relationship is perfect. No friendship is perfect. But it's about working things out, being able to communicate and work things out. Now, if you have someone, and this is, and like I said, this is in any type of relationship, a friendship, a marriage, family, siblings, whatever, two people do have to be able to communicate honestly with each other to work out those differences. And like I said, because no matter what, you're going to have disagreements with any and everyone, some more than others. That's the thing, some more than others. So again, you know, my sister did a great job. And like I said, she spoke, and she didn't just speak about marriage and divorce. She spoke about just different things, basically her spiritual journey. And she didn't speak that long, maybe about 10, 15 minutes, but it was so deep and like everyone was talking about it. And I've never seen anything like that. And not because it's my sister, like just in general, I never known for a wife to get up and speak at a husband's funeral or a husband to get up at a wife's funeral. And I'm pretty sure it has been done before and I'm pretty sure it will get done again. I just have, you know, I just never seen it until my brother-in-law's funeral. And like I said, it was a really good funeral. So many people had so many great things to say about him. One of his sons, he got up and he spoke and he talked about having a good dad. And he also talked about all of us leaving here as well someday, because all of us will leave here someday. And he went on to say that that's the main thing that matters. Once we leave here, where are we going? So for anyone that's following this podcast, well, you know, I'm not going to tell anyone not to follow the podcast, but this funeral has made me look into my life and change some things. So, okay. So like I said, my brother-in-law's son, he was talking about when we all leave here, where are we going? Are we right with God? Because that's all that matters. So anyone that's listening, whether you believe in God or whether you don't believe in God, there is a God. And even if you don't believe in God, you don't have to stop listening to this podcast because you don't believe in God. I believe in God. There is a God. And man did not make this world. Man made things of the world, but not this world. Man cannot control the sun, the moon, the stars, daylight, night light, the weather, things like that, storms and earthquakes. Man cannot control any of that. So it's definitely a higher being out here, whether you guys believe it or not, but it's definitely true. And so I will be making some huge changes now because that's the truth. You know, we all are going to die one day and we don't know who is going to die first. So I had went to Dunkin' Donuts and I seen one of my exes behind me and was saying some things to me or whatever, and then he made a comment. He was like, oh, well, when I'm gone, you're going to be sad. And I'm like, you know, you're crazy. You don't even know who's going to die first. And that's the truth. We don't know who's going to die first. And don't make anyone feel guilty about, oh, okay, well, when this happened to me, you're going to regret it, because, you know, I don't feel guilty about living my life and for other people living their life. But yeah, so I just want to say that, yeah, this podcast is going to definitely be doing some changes. I got to keep checking my mic to make sure my blue light is on, since Essie is not here with me, because he will let me know that I'm going in or I'm going out. So, yeah, so that's pretty much for that. And since we are still on the topic of death, although everyone do know it, I do want to say, rest in peace to O.J. Simpson. He died on April the 10th. And because I was not doing the podcast that week, I was not able to announce it on my end, even though I know that you guys heard it on other podcasts, the news, the internet, or whatever. But again, rest in peace to O.J. Simpson, who died on April the 10th, he was surrounded by his children and grandchildren, and he lost his battle with cancer. So I guess that's all that I have to say about that. Now, in other news, the birthday party. So the birthday party was successful. I thank God for that. So even though my brother-in-law passed away, like I said, we were all already planning my mom's surprise party, and everything was just on pause while we got ready for the funeral, while we were there for my sister after everything was done and over and he was buried. We did resume back to the party, and her birthday party was Thursday that just passed. And, oh my gosh, so my brother had flu in town. My twin brother had flu in town on Tuesday. So my mom had no idea that he was here. And then my sister, because she lost her husband, she lives 2 hours away. My mom definitely didn't think that she would be seeing that particular sister. And then I have another brother who's 2 hours away. He was here. And then my other two sisters, I mean, like, oh my gosh, like, we all just really came together and we really did this. Oh my gosh. So we got so many different videos of it. So I told my mom we were going to pick up my sister whose house that the party was at. So she thought that we were taking her to Benihana's. And one of my other sisters said that she was going to get her granddaughter and meet us there. So when we got to my sister's house, so I'm telling you this, guys, in case you don't know how to do a surprise party. But you definitely got to keep a secret. You definitely got to make sure you don't slip, because there were times that we almost slipped, but we did not slip. So anyways, when me and my mom got to my sister's house, I was recording my mom, but she did not know that I was recording her. I was making it seem like I was making a phone call to my sister. I'm like, why isn't she answering? Like, what's going on? She knows that we're coming. And then I was like, Mom, go knock on the door. Let's see what's going on. And then I was like, I'm not going to even turn off my truck. So it's so funny. So she got out, and then I got out behind her. But I had to say, Mom, go see what's going on. So she get out first, because if I would have got out, and, you know, then of course that would ruin the surprise. So anyway, so she got out. I walked behind her, recording her. Again, she had no idea that I was recording her. So my brother-in-law opens the door, and he told my mom, happy birthday. And he said that LaShawn is inside. She's not feeling too good. And my mom was like, yeah, I know. She told me, because she had went to the dentist. So she was trying to make it seem like her mouth was hurting. She wasn't feeling good because her mouth, I don't know if she got her teeth pulled or I forgot what happened. But so she walked in the house, and as she walked in the house, somebody turned on the light. It was so funny, and everybody was like surprised because it was so many of us there. All of my sisters, brothers, their kids, nieces, nephews. I have nieces my age and nephews, and yeah, so it was grandkids, great-grands, great-great-grands, and my father's side of the family, they came. So we really pulled it off. My mom was crying because, like, she was just so shocked. So, and I'm so happy. I'm just so happy that we got this out the way. Now, moving forward, I don't think I will be doing any more surprise parties because it's so much work to put in there. And I did a lot of baking, cooking. So I made the chocolate lasagna dish that I told you guys about. If you guys don't know what that is, you guys can go to TikTok and type in chocolate lasagna. It's like, you know how they have banana pudding? So this right here is a dish made with Oreo cookies and cream cheese. And oh my gosh, it's so delicious. So it's a big tray of something called chocolate lasagna, and it's just so delicious. And it have like 3 or 4 layers, and the last layers I put more Oreo cookies, but I put the cookies inside of a blender. So I spread it on the top, and I put chocolate chip morsels on top as well. It's really chocolatey, very chocolatey. I also made a Oreo cheesecake, a lemon Oreo cheesecake. It was so good. That was my first time making a cheesecake. I did a chocolate chip pie. I did some appetizers, the tater tots, fully loaded, instead of doing the potatoes, because I was going to do the potatoes and cut up the potatoes because I seen someone do that online as an appetizer. So I also seen the tater tots, and I'm like, okay, well, you know what, since I'm doing all this other stuff, let me just do the tater tots. And so I added bacon and onions and cheese, you know, shredded that over. So it was a big old pan of that with sour cream. And also, for anyone that likes Chinese food and know what the crab rangoon is, I made a crab rangoon dip, and it was so good. It did not disappoint. Everyone was talking about that, and oh my gosh, it was really, really good. And I made strawberry daiquiris, and just I made more appetizers. So it was a lot. And then we had the karaoke, and we just had a great time. Oh my gosh, we really had a great time. So I was busy, 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 busy. And so, like I said, moving forward, I'm okay with just going to a restaurant for anyone's birthday party or occasion. It's good to go to a restaurant because you can just order out and you don't have to worry about washing any dishes, anything like that. So that's why the restaurants are really good to go to as well. So, you know, no matter what you can and cannot cook, you're not going to always just want to eat at home. So, but it is definitely good to try different things. So when you don't want to go out, you know, because like I said, me, I've always been a restaurant person, but now to see that I can make some of these things at home and also make me a nice drink at home, that's really good, especially the daiquiris. I'm really so into the daiquiris. So we had a great time. We had a super time. So now I have a niece that's getting ready to turn 30. She's going to have a party, but it's going to be like a sleepover party for the girls. So yeah, the Dirty 30. So I'm super excited for that. My niece is so out of control, but you know, whatever, I love her. And yeah, so that's coming up also. So now let me see how much time I have, because one of the main things I wanted to do is just inform you guys and dolls about what's been going on, because I know I have a good number of followers on the podcast. So because of that, I definitely wanted to do a show and let you guys know what's been going on. Also, I did not post that I will be right back. Normally, I do say that. I actually had no idea when I was going to come back because, like I said, I told Etsy that we can start back in May. And then now I'm telling him if he wants to, you know, he could come on the show once a month or whatever. Etsy has been really great with this show because he's told so many people about the show. He's always telling people about the show. He tells people, yeah, I have my own podcast, but I'm also a co-host on Yvonne Latrell's podcast. So I definitely appreciate that about him. I definitely appreciate him too as a friend. And he's really a good person. But at the same time, because he have just launched his podcast, I did tell him, hey, you know, you can take some time and focus on your podcast, because trust me, I have a podcast, so I know how it is. And yeah, it seemed like it's easy because all you're doing is talking and recording, but it's not that easy. I mean, it's pretty easy for someone who is a talker like myself. As you guys see, I can just go on and talk and go from one subject to the next. I don't need anyone on the show with me. With or without someone on the show, I can do a show regardless. So it's good if you are a talker, but you definitely have to have different things to talk about. I think you definitely have to be interesting, a very interesting person. I'm definitely an interesting person. I'm not saying that just because it's me, but I am an interesting person. I'm definitely a laid back person. Like, I'm just like a laid back, mellow, no drama type person. But when it comes to talking, like, I definitely can talk, but I don't go around just having conversations with random people. So that right there, no. Now, of course, on the podcast, it's different because, hey, it's just me here talking. And even if someone is on the show, that's okay as well. But like I said, you do have to have good content. You do have to like to speak. And then if you are going to interview somebody, you want to have someone good. And this is the thing about interviewing people. Excuse me. So I realized at first, I thought, when I started the podcast, I was like, oh my gosh, so good, I got somebody to come on the show. Okay, good, I got somebody else to come on the show. Then next thing you know, I had a lot of people requesting to come on the show, because once you start putting it out there and it's on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, YouTube, once it gets out there and people see it and they see it again, they familiarize their self with you. Like, okay, I've seen that face, I've seen that name, I've heard a clip of this. So, you know, people do want to come on the show. But with all of the guests that I've had, it's not like I'm pointing anyone out in particular, every guest is not a interesting guest. So people do come on the show and they are really boring. So you don't want to have somebody on the show just because they want to come on the show. And there are a lot of people that I was supposed to get back. Excuse me. There are a lot of people that I was supposed to get back with about coming on the show. And I've been so busy that I have not gotten back with them. And I'm like, okay, yeah, so I'm going to schedule for next week, the week after, or next month. And sometimes it's just really hard. And it can be overwhelming, especially when you're just bringing on guests. So when you're bringing on guests, it is a lot of work because you're trying to schedule, you're trying to make sure you don't schedule two people at the same day. And then sometimes you may have to cancel on a guest, or they may have to cancel on you. And I have had people cancel because of whatever reason, if it was a family emergency, or maybe they were just afraid and wasn't ready until like a few weeks later, because I had people that were supposed to come on the show and they end up coming on there at another time, if it was 2 weeks later, 4 weeks later, because, you know, some people may feel like, okay, wait, let me get my interview together. So when I'm interviewed, let me be prepared. So, but, you know, for whatever reason, anyone can cancel. And then this is the thing, when someone cancels, you can't feel like if someone is a no-call, no-show, you can have a no-call, no-show, but the show still must go on. So it doesn't matter if they forgot. Sometimes people may forget themselves. So if they forget, or if something comes up, or maybe they just don't want to do it for whatever reason, the show still has to continue. So, and you have to have things to talk about regardless. So that's why, you know, we do come up with certain things in the news. And before I do get into any topics in the news, I would like to do a little bit of advertisement. Okay. If you are in the Broward area and you are looking for a mobile notary, you guys can contact William. Their number is 954-579-9180. Again, that's Williams and Williams, and their number is 954-579-9180, and they do mobile notary, and you guys can let them know that you were referred to them on Yvonne Latrell's podcast, and you will get a discounted price. If you are in the Hollywood area and you are looking for someone to print your documents or whatever, or maybe you ran out of ink and you just need to get to a printer real quick, and that has happened to me before quite a few times. I'm so mad when I don't have ink and I need to print something right away. I do not like going to have anyone print anything, especially when I have a printer, but there's a FedEx in Hollywood, Florida. You can actually email them the document and they will print it out for you as well. Oh my God.
This is a reminder.
Okay, yeah, so that's Alexa. That's doing, I'm sending out a reminder for me to do advertisements. Okay, so I definitely will get to the advertisements. That's something else. I mean, it is advertisements, but I send out advertisements. That's how I get advertisements. So she sends me a daily reminder. Okay, yeah. So anyways, again, you guys can email your documents to printandgo@fedex.com. Again, that's printandgo@fedex.com, and they will handle a lot of your faxing and printing needs. Okay, so tax season is over, but if you have a last minute filing, or if there was some reason that you could not file, you guys can still contact NOAA at www.taxresourcecenter.com. Although tax season is over, you guys can find out if you can get an extension with your taxes. You guys can contact Tax Resource Center, and that's www.taxresourcecenter.com. And again, let Noah know that you were referred by Yvonne Latrell's podcast, and you will get a discount. Now, I'm not sure what he can and cannot do since it is over, but you can contact him about seeing if you can get a extension. So he's really good with taxes. Even if you want to talk about filing for next year or things that you may need, but any type of tax questions, even though tax season is over, if you have anything like that, you guys can contact him. Okay, so in other news, There was a mother allegedly says that there was a daycare employee engaged in inappropriate behavior with her 10-year-old son. So this is allegedly. A daycare employee is now out of a job due to a mother alleging that the worker engaged in inappropriate behavior with her 10-year-old son. So authorities, including Clayton County Police and the Department of Family and Children's Services, have initiated an investigation into that matter. So the mother, she became suspicious when she discovered the worker's photo as her son's phone screensaver, which appeared to be self-taken picture. So upon further inspections of her son's phone, the mother uncovered a series of messages that seemed to have been ongoing for weeks. So I definitely want to say, you know, that is ridiculous. It's really embarrassing. It's really psychotic for a grown-up to look at a child in that manner. So again, you know, I'm definitely against people dating other people if you are going to be their parent. It's psychotic, like I said. So again, I did a show recently about dating people your own age, and it's for that reason, because like I said, you have to think about this. If, and I said it before, you have to think about this. If a man or a woman dates someone 20 years younger than them, like, you know, have this person always liked it young kids, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if a young woman turns 18 or a young man turns 18 and they're dating someone old enough to be their mom or dad, like, you know, you have to wonder, like, was this person already watching them, or was this person already watching underage guys and girls, like 17, 16, 15, 14, like, you know, it's, and people, you have to think about this. Like, would you want someone to date your son or your daughter if they were underage, even if they had just turned 18? You don't want somebody fully grown dating your young child. And of course, these kids, sometimes they think that they are so grown and they're not, but you don't want anyone dating your baby because, you know, they're still a baby. You basically, you know them. So you basically know, like, okay, yeah, you just turned 18, even if you're 21 and you're legal, but you're still doing a lot of childish things. So I definitely say, oh my gosh, it's just crazy. So anyways, that's a very sad situation. It's very disturbing. And also, recently, Russell Simmons' daughter with Kamora Lee, 21-year-old Aoki Lee Simmons, I believe that's how you pronounce her name, she was supposedly dating a 65-year-old guy. And now they are saying that they have reportedly broke up, allegedly, but there was videos of them kissing or whatever. So I'm, you know, I really don't know, but it, a source close to Simmons' family says not only is it over, that it was never a thing, but they were spotted several times kissing. And you already know, once someone posts a video, it's going to go viral. So I don't know. I did see a video of her, and she just really seems very young and childish, and a 65-year-old man, this man could be her godfather, her grandfather. Excuse me for a minute. I was drinking a little flavored water. I don't know. Something is going on with my throat here. But yeah, so he definitely seems very mature, but I feel like, so I'm not sure. I'm just telling you what I believe. I feel like maybe it got back to, possibility a friend that he was dating or his friends. It could just be his family members or friends. And I'm not sure if he have kids, but if he have kids and a family, I'm pretty sure they said, what the hell is going on? Why would you mess around with this little young girl? So I feel like that's probably why they're saying it's never been a thing. And he probably said, I can't have you mess up my reputation, so let's go ahead and end it. Because everybody is not for social media, especially older people. So, you know, like if you're talking to someone that young, you know that they're going to post. So a lot of older people, especially 65, they're not going to be with all of the posting. So that's why you leave these kids alone, let them find someone their own age. You guys are going to do what you want to do anyways, but take my advice, because I'm only giving good advice. You don't have to take it, but I suggest you do. Or you're going to live to regret it, and you're going to wish that you would have taken my advice. So, Neo, the singer Neo with the big-ass head, is now allegedly in a relationship with two girlfriends, I believe. He was spotted with two girls holding hands. And he did say he doesn't recommend his new relationship to anyone. He said what works for him may not work for you. And oh my gosh, like, you guys know I'm going to like always OMG, because it's crazy. First of all, if Neo was poor and he wasn't a singer, like, he could probably barely get one girlfriend with his big ass head. Oh my gosh, guys, can you please forgive me that I said that, because I did say that I was going to be changing. So just work with me. I'm still a work in progress. So I did say that this podcast was going to change for the better. Excuse me. And with that change, you know, it's not going to be an overnight thing. But when I do catch myself saying something not nice, I'm going to definitely apologize. So I do apologize that I did say that. But I do feel like, I really do feel like that if he did not have any money and he was not famous, he would not have one girlfriend, let alone two. So, you know, I do feel like a lot of these people, a lot of these celebrities, they get money and they're in the spotlight. This money really do go to their head. These people really be thinking that they're some type of god, that they're untouchable, and we are living in the last days, and you guys are going to start seeing a lot of things. A lot of people that were untouchable or felt like they were untouchable are going to get touched. These people are going to get touched because, again, this is not man's world. This is God's world. So I will say that over and over. This is definitely God's world. And, you know, it's time to start acting like you have some sense. You know, let's give God his praise, because every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. So someday that will happen. But hey, I always confess that Jesus is Lord. So guys and dolls, you need to start getting your life in order. That's right. Get your life in order. Hey, I'm trying to get mine in order as well. So, hey, let's do this together. So there was an article that said Red Lobster is considering filing for bankruptcy due to a $11 million loss from its viral endless shrimp promotion. So I'm not really sure about, you know, what's going on with that. But, you know, it's, I feel like it's a inflation. I'm not sure why, you know, that happened to them, but it's an inflation out here. Dollar Tree is raising their prices. For those of you that don't know, they're going to raise their prices to, well, the highest thing is going to be $7. I think the cheapest in the store will be $1.50, and they will have items for $5 and $7. I'm not paying no $5 or no $7 for anything in Dollar Tree when I can order it online from Walmart or Target. Or if I have to go to a convenience store to pay that price, you know, like a store that's convenient for me, it'll be CVS or Walgreens. I'm not giving Dollar Tree $5 or $7 because I will give it to CVS before I give it to Dollar Tree, because I don't think anything in Dollar Tree is worth $5 or $7. Okay, so let me see before my show is getting ready to come to the end. Hold on, guys, 1 second. Okay, wait. Oh, no, what happened? Well, you know what? Let me hurry up and wrap things up. So, guys and dolls, if you have any questions, suggestions, or comments, if you would like to be a guest on the show, do not forget. Hold on 1 second. I'm so sorry about this. Hold on 1 second. I'm doing my podcast. I'm wrapping it up right now. Hold on 1 second. Okay, so guys and dolls, remember, again, like I said, if you would like to be a guest on the show, if you have any questions or suggestions or comments, you guys can reach out to Yvonne Latrell's podcast. Send us a text at 305-204-3371. Again, that number is 305-204-3371, and I will get back with you. And also, if you want to call in live, like right now, I have people that is on live right now. And if you just want to listen live, the number here is 563-999-3548. Again, that's 563-999-3548. And it, depending on the topic of the show, I will answer some questions, because you can just hit a button and have your hands raised. And I, like I said, depending on the topic of the show, I will take some callers. So I have callers on again right now listening. But today's topic was just a Sunday fun day, basically update. And guys and dolls, again, do not forget, for questions, suggestions, or comments or whatever, you guys can contact me 305-204-3371. For advertisements as well, you guys can contact me 305-204-3371. And right now we do have a promotion going on for anyone who have a new business. For new customers only, you will get a promotion. So anyways, that does it for us right now, and I will be back soon, and I will update you guys with the schedule. I may be on Tuesday, I'm not sure, but just stay tuned for my next episode. Have a great day, everybody.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger, inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.